Okay, so here's my speech. It's not really jokey. Hello, everyone. My name is Zachary, and I have known Tyler. Can that kid shut up?
Come on, man.
Nah, man. Just go through it. It's like heckling practice, you know.
You're right.
You're gonna get heckled. Okay, you need to be able to handle
that. That's a good point.
True. Yeah. No. Okay.
He's a good heckler, by the way. Good job, Tom.
I know. I raised him right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zachary. I've known Tyler for a few hours now when we met in the hot tub earlier. I get now.
That doesn't get a laugh, and I know it won't. That's the thing.
Welcome to Books with the Boys, presented by the N2F Network, the book club podcast for people with nothing to do on a Friday night or a Saturday night or, well, a Sunday like myself. I am Zachary Just, and joining me for this very special holiday episode, as they will for the normal episodes, not to be confused with men or even teenagers, it's a Little Richard's Christmas album, Brooks and Thomas Ralphie Parker Irwin. And I just want to say to you guys, because I know no one else will, not your friends or loved ones, because they don't love you like I do. But I just want to wish you guys a happy holidays.
Hey, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
Happy holidays. We're inclusive here.
I know you're Catholic. Merry Christmas. You know,
happy holidays.
Funny. I was wishing everybody at work happy holidays, and everybody replied with Merry Christmas. So I think it's okay.
They're taking a stand. So today we're actually going to go over the holiday classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Not the movie.
Stole the holidays.
Oh, my God. How the Grinch Stole the Holidays. Not the movies.
Is that the version you have there, Tom?
That it. Yeah.
Yeah. That explains a big star of David on the front.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
It's not the weird play with Matthew Morrison where the Grinch is very sexual for some reason.
What?
That's in the news, guys. Look it up.
You're going to have to tell us about that a little bit later.
The actual original book written by Dr. Seuss, who somehow gets off scot-free for the doctor label while poor Dr. Jill Biden continues to suffer. And I know you wrote that op-ed, Tom. I know you were the one who wrote it under an anonymous name.
No comments.
Wait, not anonymous. Pseudo? What is it?
What was Dr. Seuss
it's a pseudonym.
A doctor of? Well, I know. Anonymously. So it's even
he's a doctor of rhyming, yo. Doctor, he was a doctor of rhyming.
He's doctor a doctor of, like he's a doctor just like Dr. Dre is.
Doctor, right? Whoa, I don't.
Well, somebody said that Jill Biden was a doctor like Dr. Pepper is, which, and I think that somebody was Scott Hannity or what's his name?
Scott Hannity. That really was the best part of Bombshell, where they don't show Sean Hannity that much, but the one time they do, the one time he has a scene where he's just like a side character, he has his leg up and his like his shirt's off, but you can see his like gun holstered on his side. It's just the funniest thing. But I digress. Okay. So let's get into the book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So my first question for you guys is actually, how did you get the book? Because I went to my local bookstore. They did not have it. I went to Barnes & Noble. They did not have it, which is really weird. I think that employee was just very confused. And then I also went to Walmart, which that was an experience.
Did they have
it? They did not have it. They had the Berenstain Bears Christmas and not the How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Wow.
So how did you guys actually have a copy of the book? Or I just ended up watching it on YouTube, one of those read-along, someone reads it to you thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so my little sister actually got my son a copy for Christmas and gave it to us over Thanksgiving, and so that's how I had my
copy. You saw family over the holiday? Isn't there a global pandemic?
Yeah, yep. Oh, and yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Richard, how did you consume How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
I searched on Google. How the Grinch Stole Christmas book.
Weird. I thought we were a podcast, but okay.
And I'm pretty sure, you know, I tried banging it. It wasn't working out. Okay. Not in this particular instance. I think
there goes our Microsoft sponsorship.
Yeah.
Oh, copyright infringement. Yeah. Yeah. Microsoft cares about you creators out there.
Oh yeah, it does.
So did it not occur to anyone on this podcast to just buy it on Amazon?
First of all, I don't support Jeff Bezos. Amazon is too big. I support local bookstores. Secondly, and they didn't have it, so.
They didn't have it on Amazon?
No,
I mean. Yeah, they have a hardcover for like $9.
I thought it was much more fun.
This guy got to get on YouTube and watch
some. And they also have a Kindle version, Tom, or Zach.
What?
They have a Kindle version.
I don't have a Kindle, bro.
You have a phone?
Oh, shit.
You can read it on your phone.
Okay. Point is.
What century is it in your world?
The whole YouTube.
I don't have YouTubing a Kindle.
And having someone read it to me was actually a really nice experience because you get a lot of options. There's one option where this guy in a weird Grinch costume read it to me and you couldn't see his face. There's another option where this just random woman who actually looked like Jill Biden, it might have been Jill Biden, read it to you. There is this like weird worm thing that read it to you in another one. There's like a billion options. And I just perused, but point is, that's better than a book.
Those selections sound pretty terrifying for young children, I have to be honest with you.
They try to make it for children by like talking like the kids don't understand English, but
well, they don't very well, yeah, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, true. You know, some of them, yeah. they're not there yet, man.
Okay. So let's get further into the book here. So I guess my first question, and we'll go to Tom on this one. Tom, why did the Grinch actually hate Christmas? Because I have a theory, but I want to hear, was it actually just his heart was two sizes too small? Or do you buy that maybe his head just wasn't screwed on just right? Or his shoes were too tight? Why do you think the Grinch actually hated Christmas?
I think the shoes too tight is the most plausible explanation of the ones that are offered in the book. But
yeah, those shoes were pretty skinny if you look at them.
Yeah, I mean, but... The reality is...
Okay, I'm actually interested in that, though. Like, why do you think that? Because I also think that way.
Well, because you don't screw on heads. That's not the way it works. And hearts don't, like, grow and contract and such. So that's clearly just an exaggeration. But shoes being too tight, that's totally plausible.
I mean, is it possible that it actually cut off the circulation and he wasn't getting enough blood to his heart? Is that a medical thing? Is that real? I think it is.
Well, your feet are already like, my feet are cold all the time. So I think that's bad circulation, right? So
but it would be even worse for him.
I know. I think you have a point there.
I think it's a bigger problem for his feet than it is for his heart. But I'm
not. Well, I think that the feet thing caused the heart condition, right? The tachycardia.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
I got really deep into this, guys.
We can see that.
Okay. All right. Here's my theory. I did a little research because I'm actually going to med school.
He's finally going to make something of his life.
Just don't ask me which med school. Okay. It's okay. So having a smaller heart is a condition called postural or static tachycardia syndrome. Nailed it. It mostly affects women. So it's a sexist disease. But it actually increases your heartbeat because you have to pump a normal amount of blood. And exercise is one way to actually combat it. And it makes you feel very old and out of shape. So his small heart made him feel old and out of shape, which would make him feel crabby. And all the exercise he did by stealing all those presents and going down all those chimneys and blah, 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 actually cured him of his small heart. So it wasn't the loving who's. It was actually all the exercise he did from stealing. So him ruining Christmas made him love Christmas. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bona fide mountain climber now, right? I mean, I think they say in the book, 3,000 feet up. I mean, God.
Yeah, he should have been the star of that one documentary about that free climber. What was that called? Where he climbed.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that movie. Well, okay, so you guys are going, what do you guys think? You guys buy that?
Okay, maybe, so that, maybe. But did he really get a lot of exercise out of it, though? Because it was kind of poor Max that actually had to haul.
Whoa. I think you're really discounting the chimney climbing, which if you've ever tried to climb through chimney, man, it's
have you?
Hard work. No comment.
When was the last time you climbed a chimney?
What time is it?
Show us your hands. Oh, my God, there's soot. Okay, well, personally,
I'm sorry. No canned laughter here.
No canned. So we're just completely dismissing the head wasn't screwed on right. I think that's like mental illness, and shame on this book for making fun of mental illness.
Well, yeah, I mean,
shame on you, Dr. Spooks.
I don't know, maybe he was depressed, you know?
Yeah.
So this
maybe he didn't have enough serotonin, and it was actually the exercise that gave him the serotonin.
So this actually gets into an interesting trivia bit that I read. So
I'm gonna take a nap real quick.
I was just reading something the other day, and I wasn't even actually reading about How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And
okay, sick brag.
It was so in the book, the Grinch explains that he's been watching the Who's do this for 53 years. Right? And mm-hmm. at the time that Dr. Seuss wrote this, he was 53 years old. And I guess when he was writing it, he found himself in a sort of mindset that was, shall we say, Grinchy. And whatever I read, I don't remember where I read this, so I can't vouch for its accuracy, but what I was reading suggested that he wrote the book in part to kind of exorcise some of those demons a little bit and get rid of some of that negative feeling about the Christmas season that he was feeling himself at the time. So,
was he alone? Did Dr. Seuss ever marry?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Anyone? Do we know this? We can look that up, right?
Look it up, Tom. You can be a research guy, too.
I'm looking. All right. I'll be the research guy.
Okay.
I've got the loudest keyboard, so it only makes sense.
I hear that now.
You know, I knew it was a mistake right when he started typing.
Shit.
Yeah, he was married twice. His first wife died in 1967, but they were married for 40 years. And then he married again in 1968 and was married to her until he died in 1991.
When did The Grinch come out?
1957.
Okay, so he was married at the time, which means he was probably sad that his sex life sucked.
Okay.
He was 30 years in, man. I feel like they would have like come over the hump and, you know, it's back into cruising.
Was that
again.
Pun intended?
Oh, boy.
No. Okay. I have to be honest. Oh. I didn't even think that.
You're raunchy this episode, Zach.
I just want to apologize to our...
He is. He's getting rowdy.
Last episode, you wouldn't even say the word sex.
Yeah, that episode changed my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That episode was a bad influence on me.
I can see that.
Okay, so... All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the next question I have for you guys. And Richard, we'll start with you. Let's talk a little bit about the Who's, which... Mm-hmm. First of all, what is a who? Is it a human? Or like, they seem to have human traits.
They actually, so this is interesting. I don't know if you noticed this. They have three fingers each hand.
Go ahead.
Did I interrupt? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Thank you for apologizing.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that was directed specifically towards Richard. Who's have three fingers on each hand? The Grinch has five. I think that makes the Grinch the only human being in this.
Whoa.
The Who's are something else.
All right.
So is that affects this overall story? Then a story about hatred for the other? Does it all come back to immigration?
I think the story about immigration. Yeah.
Why not? Tom. No, but you were asking me what the Who's are or what I think they are.
Okay. So we've just established that they're not human. So I guess my next question for you would be what do you love or hate about the Who's? Do you love the Who's or do you hate the Who's? Do they annoy you or do you love them?
You know, they do kind of have like a smug smile.
Right? They're kind of smug, like, right? Yeah, they're kind of smug. They're loser smug. We can say it.
They're a little smug. You know, I mean, they're obviously Christian, right? Of course. Which is not a problem in of itself. Of course not. But they do remind me a little bit of, like, you know, people knocking on your door, you know, during dinner and trying to tell you about their church down the street. You know, it can be a little annoying. And I think the Grinch has had 53 years of this. So, yeah, you know, so a little smug, but also. So
and the Who's are evangelical. Nailed it.
Evangelicals? I don't know. We don't know. We don't know that, right? But they're also very tolerant people, right? Because the Grinch, you know, he has five fingers.
Do we have we seen a Black Who? Do we know how they would react to a Black Who?
I don't know. Maybe in the animated movies, right? Or the Jim Carrey
adaptation. That's actually something we can... Oh, yeah, that's something I should look for. That's actually a good question. I'm assuming there are. I mean, Jesus.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, man. So, that movie came out in 2000. It was a different world.
Different. That's pre-9/11.
Was it really 2000?
Yeah, it was 2000, I think, yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. I saw that movie in Boise, Idaho.
What were you doing in Boise?
Okay.
No comment. Cool, man.
That's private. You don't have to answer that.
Good.
It's no wonder your door gets knocked on all the time. You're hanging out in Boise. It's like, who's knocking on your door in Seattle?
Hey, maybe Boise's a nice place.
No one's proselytizing in Seattle.
Okay, I personally hate the Who's. Okay, hate's a strong word. I apologize. But for me, that feast of theirs seemed a little wasteful. Okay? How much leftover food is going to be there?
You have no idea how much they're going to eat. They're not human, man. They could just eat.
They're tiny.
I think if you watch the cartoon, dude, they just go at it.
They pack it away.
I'm sure there's still a ton of waste. And those psychos, as you saw, I don't know what page it was because I watched this on YouTube. The Grinch stole one of their turkeys or whatever it was. And they had it in the refrigerator. Who has a cooked turkey in the refrigerator for the next morning?
It's you a make roast that beast. Thing,
oh, the roast beef. Yeah. Thank Excuse you. You make that thing the morning of. You get up early and you start making that. So
maybe they're not as picky disgusting. As you are. Maybe they're not as picky as you are, man. No.
They don't have any appreciation for food.
You have no appreciation for thrift and saving.
Says a guy who uses Disney Sisters Disney Plus account.
Yeah, thrift and saving. I'm saving also my money.
You only make $500,000.
Spending hers.
Tom, what do you think about the Who's? You love them? You hate them?
I'm pretty ambivalent. I have to say, I'm definitely more Grinchy. But, you know, the Who's can do their thing as long as they keep it down. You know, I understand the noise complaint can... I get that. I mean, they're loud, but, you know,
would the Grinch still be mad if he had noise-canceling headphones?
Oh, man, good question.
Yeah. Ask him the tough ones here.
He probably wouldn't even know.
It's ironic because that would be a good gift for Christmas, right?
It would be. Yeah. Did the Who's ever get the Grinch a Christmas gift?
Did they even know he existed is a better question.
Yeah. You know what? That's on the Who's.
To come and knock on his door and ask if he wanted to come
participate? That's what I'm saying. That's disgusting behavior by the Who's.
Sickeningly smug.
Okay. So we're all on the same page. We have decided
I converted Tom.
Yeah, they're the villain of the story.
Let me put the final nail in the coffin of the Who's. Who hash? What is it? It's Who's, man. It's like Soylent Green. It's people.
It's people? See, that's what I was wondering, because what the hell is Who hash?
It's Who's.
I think it's like spam.
It's processed Who. It's processed.
I think they're cannibals.
Who.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think they're cannibals. You know, I am so tired of every childhood story becoming more and more pessimistic. Come on, guys. Like, this is Christmas.
Like what? Name another child story that's becoming pessimistic.
A lot of them, man. A lot of them.
Everyone He's got him right off the top out. Of his head. He just doesn't want to make it too obvious for you.
Everyone that watches Snow White's like, oh, you know, in the Brothers Grimm version, she's dead. I'm like, you know, I don't care.
It is called the Brothers Grimm.
Well, that's what the movie's called.
The show Grimm was, that was a weird NBC show, in case anyone cares.
I'm talking about the Matt Damon movie with, God, oh my God, how am I forgetting his name? The man who died after playing the
Matt Joker. Damon's brother.
No.
Matthew Damon.
Heath okay. Ledger.
Heath Ledger, yeah. Thank you, Movie Tom.
Thanks, Movie Welcome. Tom.
This guy watches so many movies. It's crazy.
Okay, so let's move on to our next question here. What do I have? Okay, so did anyone have any lines that stuck out? I have one, but I just want to... Do you guys have anything, or can I go ahead?
I just want to say that I loved it whenever you said... Like, we're talking about, like, a favorite rhyme, maybe. Like, Cindy Lou Who. Just whenever they said that, I just
loved it. Okay, you want to do the favorite rhymes? Okay.
Well, I just like Cindy Lou Who. I'm just putting that out there.
So just her name is a rhyme, not actually
rhyming with the book? It's a great name.
Would you date someone named Cindy Lou Who?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, assuming they're not as young as the one in the book.
That, yeah, disclaimer, of course.
Yeah, good, jeez.
Okay, so that was your favorite rhyme was someone's name, not actually.
Well, okay. There was a line, there was a runner-up I have, actually. I wrote it down. And it says, "And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the morning light." And I like it, you know, because it like kind of shows his tachycardia, you know? This is a medical condition. And he had a tight chest, right? It's pumping way harder than it needs to.
Yeah, he has an actual medical condition that the Who's did not take seriously or even check up on him.
Oh, you know what, guys? I just realized a hole in our theory about the shoes. He didn't change his shoes.
Okay. No, I got this. I got this one. Let me take this. Okay.
Okay.
So when you run or do a lot of exercise, your feet actually swell up a bit. And so his shoes were made out of a material.
Can I interrupt?
No, I got this.
No, I think I really should interrupt.
No, I'm a foot expert. Trust me.
All right, you keep going.
Okay, so when you do exercise, your feet swell up, okay? And his shoes are obviously made out of a cheap material that was susceptible to expansion. So when his feet were swelling and he had never done that much exercise before, it actually expanded his shoes. So then when he stopped exercising and he started listening to the Who's, his feet went back down to normal size because, you know, they de-swelled, as a doctor would say, de-swelled. And then his shoes were still expanded. So his shoes were no longer too tight.
All right. And so do you want the take that explains why when everything that Zach just said is totally irrelevant?
Go right ahead.
He did change irrelevant? His shoes in the very beginning.
Did he?
When?
Yeah. His shoes are... Okay,
this is
so
the book,
look,
not the movie.
Yeah, it is the book. So you look at the very beginning of the book. Okay.
Let me pull my YouTube video.
He's wearing completely ordinary shoes. It blends in with the rest of his outfit. And then when he changes into his Santa outfit, he has Santa shoes that have little puffs on top. And then over time, as the night goes on, his feet become more comfortable because the swelling goes down.
Okay, but hold on a second. In the show, he didn't actually change his shoes. He just added a little bit of a layer to give him like this, you know, fluff, the Kris Kringle fluff.
So,
you know,
so like, wait, you mean in the show that this podcast is not about and that we explicitly said at the beginning of the podcast? That
well,
this
we're talking about the cartoon that is.
You mean that show?
This adaptation.
Okay? I just want to be clear. Is it
I'm saying that there's
show?
A different theory. There's a different theory. There's a different interpretation of what he actually did with his shoes. Not changing the shoes as much as accessorizing the shoes.
Well, okay, let me put the nail in the coffin of that. And just say
you
would
nail in coffin, man. You're sick. You know that?
I'm just nailing away.
This
I'm
is
just hammering.
All right? This at is the very time end, we celebrate togetherness, all right?
At the very end, when the coffin. Who's start singing and the Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? His feet are sitting in a pile of snow. Of course the swelling is going to go down. They're going to feel a lot better after that. He's probably going to go right back to his old ways as soon as he gets done carving up that roast beast at the end.
No, but hold on a second, though. We go back to what Zach said.
Let him
they
finish.
They de-swell.
De-swell. Medical
it's a bigger
term.
Shoe. It's a bigger shoe that remains, right?
Got to be honest. I just don't buy it.
All right. We're going to take a break from all this Grinch foot speak, and we'll be right back after our sponsor. Do we have a, probably not.
Zach's Microsoft Edge. Shower.
Microsoft Edge, sponsored by Microsoft Edge.
I love it. I really do.
Hey everyone, it's Zachary Just to let you guys know that Books with the Boys is presented by the N2F Network, which is also home to the audio sitcoms Ron and Rand and Re-Upped. Ron and Rand is a comedy about Senator Rand Paul moving back in with his dad, Ron Paul, after getting the absolute crap beat out of him by his next door neighbor. And Re-Upped is also a comedy about three former roommates moving back in with each other after years apart. You can find these shows on your favorite podcast app like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe now, and now back to the boys. All right, and we are back with very, very important discussions regarding how the Grinch stole Christmas or the holidays, however you want to say it. So before we move on to our speed round, Tom, did you have a favorite rhyme that you wanted to share with us?
I did. I think it's one that we'll actually be talking about in the speed round. Let me flip open my book here.
Okay.
One second.
You're just flexing on us right now.
That's cool. No, I just look. I closed the book because we were taking a break, and I forgot to open it.
Do you lick your fingers while turning pages?
No, unless it's a very extreme circumstance.
Give us an example of that.
Yeah. Give us an extreme circumstance, please.
My hands are really dry. The pages are really stuck together, and I really, really want to get to the next page.
You don't moisturize?
I don't moisturize every hour, and occasionally my hands get dry. What can I say?
That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
So all right, go ahead, here we go. And this is in a scene where he's taking up all the toys and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Okay. Let's go into the speed round, because that is one of the questions I had for the speed round. So Tom, what is a chimney? I have no idea. I was really confused by that.
So what is a chimney? A chimbley is just a chimney. So it turns out that actually in the part of Ohio that I'm from, Southeast Ohio, there are
LeBron!
There's certain groups of people that refer to a chimney as a chimbley. Interestingly, if you are a Bo Diddley fan,
interestingly around willy nilly.
Well, if you are. Hey, little bud. If you're a Bo Diddley fan, as I know you are, then you might be interested that the song Who Do You Love uses the word chimbley in it. So we'll go back and listen to that.
It's chimbley, though. There's a B there.
Yeah, and if you say it quickly, you just say chimbley. Just like limb.
You're changing the word.
No. Is it change the word limb not to pronounce limb? No, it's not. It's just English pronunciation.
No, that's a hard B, dude. That's a
thick
B.
No, it's not a hard B.
That's a thick B on chimbley.
wait.
Thick
okay.
B in your chimbley.
Tom, where did you read that section about chimbleys? Was that the one where he is taking the log?
It's probably right before that because he's grabbing the toys.
Okay. Well, if you go after that, there's another section where they actually call it a chimney.
No, it's in the. I think it's actually on the same page. No, it's on the page right before it.
I think Dr. Seuss just wanted to rhyme a word, and he made up a word.
Yeah, except in this case,
keep it consistent.
No, but in this case, I'm telling you, this is actually another way that people use and pronounce. It's a different word that people use for a chimney. I would call it a chimney, but there are people who would call it a chimney.
Chimney. Okay, let's be real here for a second, though. People from Ohio are not other people. Okay.
They're uneducated.
You know. Yeah. I mean, come on, Tom.
But well, look, I didn't realize you guys wanted to make this an ignorant and uneducated and prejudiced podcast. But you know, if you want to traffic in stereotypes, that's your business.
Just like those smug who's.
Just like the who's.
All right, we're gonna move on. Richard, how old do you think the Grinch is?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, he's at least 53, which actually I never knew that before reading this again. Yep. So I would say he's probably collecting Social Security. So he's probably over 65.
Okay. Over 65. Yeah. Tom, what part made you cry?
Oh man. Cindy Lou Who getting up for a cup of water, because man, I have been really dry lately and I just related to that. You know, you get up in the middle of the night, you just need some hydration.
Okay.
You know, well, I cried at the same exact scene, but for a different reason.
He just loved that rhyme.
He just lied to a kid. I mean,
oh yeah, that's true.
Tom cried because he's thirsty. What?
Yeah, that doesn't. The only thing that makes sense is like when you cry, you get a little dehydrated. But I mean, come on, Tom.
I mean, how can you lie to Cindy Lou Who? I mean, even the name. Even the name.
Sir, do you have a poster of Cindy Lou Who in your apartment?
I do not. And you can't prove I do.
All right. All right, Richard, what would a Grinch horror movie look like besides the Jim Carrey version?
No, I mean, I think that's pretty close, right? Probably, it would probably be directed by Ron Howard again. And I think it would probably...
Ron Howard directed the first?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, he did. Come on, man. I definitely think there would be some opening scenes where they're actually hunting for the roast beast. And we would get these, we get a close look at these guys, you know, and just see how they really are.
That's so true.
And really see actually how much hoo-hash is really made from these hunting expeditions, you know.
So wait a minute. In your horror movie, the Grinch is the good guy.
Well, no. I'm just saying that I think that there would be some terrifying sequences where there was definitely a roast beast.
You think everyone has blood on their hands in the horror version? The Who's?
Yeah, I mean, the Grinch comes into it later, and he's identical to Jim Carrey in the his adaptation. But I'm just saying, I would add a scene where we actually get a close look at these roast beasts.
I think it would be something like the movie Death Wish, where the Grinch plays Charles Bronson's character, the Who secretly murdered his family, and now he's out for revenge.
Yeah, where is his family? I mean, there's a lot we don't know about the Grinch, you know? I mean, okay, we can watch the animated version, and I'm sure it's like a, you know, I don't know.
Is there a Grinch prequel?
Yeah, isn't that what the animated thing is?
I have no idea.
Like no, that's like the Jim Carrey version has those scenes. That they try to explain how the Grinch got to be Grinchy.
God, that movie's terrible.
It is. It's bad. My sister
I'm a
it.
Big Jim Carrey fan, too. I mean, I know you hate Jim Carrey, Tom. So
do you have a poster of him in your room?
Huh?
Do you have a poster of him in your room?
Who, Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll admit to that. I definitely do.
Okay. Gotcha.
So this actually is something that I've been wondering about. I feel like everyone knows The Grinch, but how many people do you suppose have actually read the book? I had not read the book before earlier this week.
I had read the book a while ago. I mean...
As an adult? Yeah.
No, I mean, just in general, as a kid.
I'm asking you.
I've never read it as an adult. Like, it's been years and years now. But.
But you did when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I can't remember ever reading it, to be honest.
Because I remember some of the lines.
Yeah, but man, so that that initial cartoon in 66 or 67, whenever they did it, was pretty close to... Because I was trying to figure that out as I was reading along. I was like, okay, how much of that stuff that I remember about the Grinch, that are my memories of it, are things that are from this cartoon, and how much of it is stuff that was actually in the original book? And it's – that cartoon was very, very strongly inspired by the book, and more so than I think the other two adaptations that have come since.
When you say cartoon, are you talking like animated movie? Or was that
no, no. Dude, the cartoon, the original cartoon.
No,
you're kidding me.
You haven't
no,
seen
I must
it?
Have seen it. No, what? But that was a movie, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Right,
that was my
short.
Oh, yeah, the special.
It wasn't a series. That was, interesting.
Yeah, that's my bad. It's my bad. Yeah, everyone, they play that every year.
But no, I mean, those like a lot, many of those rhymes are cribbed straight from the book, or they are expanded on rhymes from the book. And that's not quite the case in the other adaptations, and definitely the art style of the cartoon is inspired by.
Let me call my mom and ask her.
Well, so that you had a point about the Grinch being green. Was that the first time you said that it was the first time that the Grinch actually appeared green?
Yeah, that was. I read that somewhere recently.
It's interesting.
Okay. All right. And then the final speed round question, Tom. how much can you relate to the Grinch? Is dancing and twerking your Christmas? Do you hate dancing and twerking like the Grinch hates Christmas?
I would just like to say, for the record, when I screamed at you guys when you were dancing and twerking.
For expressing ourselves.
There were extenuating circumstances.
We were in New Orleans, man. If you're not going to dance and twerk somewhere.
My wife, I mean,
come on, you have to do it.
Was potentially in danger. And I needed you to shut the fuck up.
Great. Now I have to put the E label on this podcast for swearing.
I am not the first person to use that word on this podcast.
Okay. Respectfully disagree, sir. All right.
It will be after the edit.
Any final thoughts about how the Grinch stole Christmas before we get out of here? Richard, any final thoughts?
I also hadn't really read it before. And, you know, I think it's a good, uplifting story. You know, I mean, it's pretty short, actually. And I was surprised.
Yeah, my YouTube video is only 15 minutes. So,
yeah, I mean, there you go. I think that's even a little bit long, you know. So they
dragged out some lines.
Yeah. And I also was surprised.
The Chimbley. I was just doing Zach's YouTube video.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Wait, you're watching it right now? Instead of listening to me?
Tom, we're recording a podcast.
Look, he said worm version. I got excited, all right?
Tom, Jesus. Okay, Richard, please continue. I'm so sorry about him.
No. You know, it's a, it's the Grinch. I mean, you know, it's classic.
It's classic. It's like a pizza.
It's a pizza. Whoa, I didn't go there, but I probably should have bought it, but I didn't. So
where does the money go? Does he have an estate? No one knows. Okay.
Yeah, oh, you know what? We do have an IP lawyer with us here. I'm actually wondering, is this like open domain?
Well, it wouldn't be. It's public domain, not open.
Public domain. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But Jeez. It wouldn't be
Moron.
Public. It wouldn't be public domain unless something had happened to it in kind of the intervening period. There are certain conditions where something can enter the public domain, but it has not been long enough. If that's what you're asking, the time period has not elapsed.
Well, I just binged it, and Bing gave me a concrete no, and that's all it says. I'm not even kidding.
All right.
I'm not going to check the source that they're using for that because, I mean, come on, it's Bing and they're a sponsor. They wouldn't let us down.
It would not. Thank you for sponsoring us, Microsoft.
It's not Microsoft. It's just Bing.
Just Bing.
I thought it was just Edge.
Well, it's just Edge and Bing.
Tomato, tomato. Like a pizza. All right. Tom, any final thoughts on how the Grinch stole Christmas?
Yeah, I was reflecting on this earlier this week as I was listening to a bunch of Christmas music from that kind of ranged from like the 50s through the 80s. And I realized how many of the Christmas memories that a lot of us have are things that in our parents' lifetimes were brand new, you know, and to us, they seem like they've always been a part of Christmas. So I think it's just a reminder that you form traditions all the time without thinking about it. And the things that are new today will potentially one day be indispensable. And in 1957, that was the Grinch.
I think that is incredibly well said.
Can you really think of a new Christmas story, though, that is, people gravitated to like this?
Elf starring Will Ferrell.
Oh my God, gag me.
Oh,
the thing is, there's nothing, everything is contested when it first comes around, right? And then over time.
Was the Grinch? Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, it.
Do you think they were talking like we're talking now? And they're like, you know what? Those hooves are pretty smug.
No. I think what happens is, well, some things are contested in the sense that some people just hate them and, you know, would never embrace them. But I think for.
Like racism.
But I think more commonly what happens is some people are like, man, this is really great. This is a classic. And then other people say, it's pretty good, but who's going to remember it in 10 years? And then here we are. God, how many years later now? 73? So.
I mean, I don't know. I think that way about pretty much anything that comes out. I mean, they keep remaking A Christmas Carol 63. And The Grinch. So, you know, when things are that derivative, I don't think they're going to last as much. You know, I mean, nobody watches Lion King 1.5. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right. And on that note, we're going to end the episode. Thank you to everyone who actually listened to our only somewhat incoherent rants about the Grinch's feet. You can email us at bookswiththeboys@gmail.com if you have any thoughts on our discussion and if you want to dive deeper into the Grinch's feet. I am not obsessed with feet. Let's just get that clear. But that's bookswiththeboys@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone. Boys out!